Thanks for downloading this episode of PB Mini Bites. We hope that it encourages and challenges you as a leader.
PB, when you told me you wanted to talk about duty,
yeah,
I was surprised but not shocked. So what about duty?
All right. Well, it's not just a whole topic on duty. I want to talk about being unique and meeting real needs and making a difference. But to get there, I wanted to talk about someone I know who started his own business. And at the time in that city, it was the only thing going. No one else mm-hmm. had done this or thought of it before there. He started a company called Disciples on Duty, D-O-O-D-Y.
Wait, so he had to go to the business office?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And actually write out.
And he had a truck, and it was painted on the side, Disciples on Duty.
Okay.
This is what he did. He went around and picked up dog poop. And it was a service that he provided. Had built up a client base. He was paid.
Really?
Yep. Based on whatever they wanted once a week. He had some places he went more frequently. I talked to him about, how many dogs do some of these people have?
Yeah.
And and what do you do with it afterwards? But he had a whole business plan and was busy making money, picking up dog poop. Disciples on duty.
I just want to get this right. I'm having a party at my house.
Yeah.
People over, and my dogs have been going crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And I call up Disciples on Duty, and they're there.
Absolutely.
Wow.
Yep, cleaning up. Did you ever have to pick up dog poop?
I think I may have had to do that, yeah.
Yeah. Growing up, I had a dog, and that was my job.
It was
my dog, so I had to pick up the dog poop. Yeah. Mm-hmm. If it wasn't picked up, I was in trouble. Wish you could teach a dog.
Is that a weekly thing? Is that a weekly thing?
Yeah, it really was.
Yeah.
So, this guy, it's a unique idea, at least at that time in that city. It was brand new. Like, no one there had heard of that before. Now, people were really excited about it. I think he had some elderly clients and people that weren't, that physically active, didn't want to get outside, whatever. And it was a big help to them. He was meeting a real need. Mm-hmm. And it was different, it was unique. So I love that. By the way, the name Duty takes me back to elementary school, because I had a teacher at our elementary school named Mr. Duty.
No. Come on, really?
Isn't that terrible?
What? Any other profession? Why did he choose teaching in elementary school?
I mean,
wow, Mr. Duty?
Yeah.
Really?
It's too bad he didn't think up Disciples on Duty or something like that.
That's a shame. Yeah, it was him.
Mr. Duty on Duty. I don't know.
Come on. You guys had to have something to go with that.
Yeah, there was a song. It's kind of lame. We were elementary kids, so we weren't too smart. But it was a song that went, Mr. Duty, kick your booty.
Nonetheless, that's an endless source of material.
Right. Absolutely. Yeah. So I just want to talk about being creative yet practical. Sometimes we are one or the other. We can do one or the other, but the combination is the best,
mm-hmm.
both creative and practical. And doing something that hasn't been done before to reach people that haven't yet been reached, man, that puts you in demand.
Yeah.
And that's a great thought for us as leaders, whether you have your own business or in the church world. I think about that. We've talked about it here before, that it doesn't matter what the church is doing down the street. In fact, in a lot of ways, I need to ignore it because I don't want to just imitate, copy, mm-hmm. do what they're already doing well. But we need to be creative, think of our own things, and meet real needs. It's not just about creativity for the sake of creativity.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's some things where you can be super creative and it's not even that helpful.
Right.
There's this thing called fondant, which is like a... Oh, I don't know what you call it. It's edible, but it's a cover they use for cakes and other desserts mm-hmm. to help mold and shape it into a perfect form. And so it looks cool, makes things look really unique. But no one that I know likes to eat it. It just, it's not good.
Okay.
So you have this incredible looking dessert, but doesn't taste that great. And so we really want a combination of both. We want creativity, but we want practical. We want to mm-hmm. meet real needs mm-hmm. and make a difference. Philippians 2:4 says, put yourself aside and help others get ahead. Don't be obsessed with getting your own advantage. Forget yourselves long enough to lend a helping hand. And I like that. We want to make a real difference and be helpful. And just wrapping up, Galatians 6, verse 5 says, don't compare yourself with others. Each of you must take responsibility for doing the creative best you can with your own life. And sometimes when we compare, we just are trying to be like someone else. Yeah. And, you know, but we're responsible for doing our creative best with our life. And mm-hmm. I want our church and ministry to be creative. We want to do our creative best. And we want to meet real needs and be practical about it. There it is.
Make sure to check back next Monday for another installment of PB Mini Bites. For more information or resources from Pastor Brian Dolman, visit his website at northwestleader.com.